B-Pod Studios.
Good morning, good people.
Welcome to Monday.
Good morning and welcome to Monday.
Welcome to Monday.
The day after daylight saving time, you're all messed up.
I am plenty messed up.
Daylight saving, not plural. Time.
Can I go back to bed now?
No.
It's Monday. Shake off the covers. Get out of bed. Let's get this week started.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, good morning, everybody. How are we doing on a Monday morning?
Great.
Did anybody forget?
No.
Nope, nobody forgot?
No, okay. Yeah. Well, it's just when you get in the car, you don't drive on the weekends this morning. Check the clock.
Yeah, it kind of freaks you out a little bit.
Yeah.
It takes you a little while to figure out how to change it back.
I guess I'm really dumb because you know how all your phone and the cable box, everything kind of automatically adjusts?
Yeah.
I was expecting the same thing to happen in my car. Do some cars do that? I mean, there's...
Yeah, I think some cars do. Smart cars.
Yeah, none that you can afford.
I have a dumb car.
One of those.
I got a really stupid car.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, stuff we got coming up today. Hey, A-Rod. And J-Lo.
Yes, they're getting married.
Marriage.
It's a big ring, too, huh?
Yeah, you go ice skating on it.
Wow, that's a big ring. That's a lot of ice right there.
Yeah. It's,
okay, so what do we got coming up? Speaking of that, what do we got coming up in the Dirty Laundry?
Well, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about another Beverly Hills 90210 death. We're also going to talk about how, not in Dirty Laundry, but I got to tell you about the most fabulous drink I had this weekend in Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
Oh, really?
It's something that might make you puke, but I loved it.
Did it make you puke?
Nope.
Oh,
just
good.
Had one.
How many would it take?
Three.
Okay.
Three would do the job.
If you're going outside and you're driving now, be careful. There are like four separate accidents. 93, 495, the Pike, Route 2. It's slippery. It's just over the freezing mark.
Okay. Yeah. It's 38 here in the city, but in the suburbs, some below freezing, okay?
Yeah, it's going to be nice on Friday.
Friday. 60 degrees on Friday.
Yeah.
Yes.
Spring's
yes.
here. Just okay.
Let me see. We got today. By the way, you know, we went ahead and switched into daylight saving time this weekend, and today, ironically, is National Napping Day. So everybody can go get a nap today and catch
Great.
Up. And I can tell you about the. I decided to have the most unhealthy meal ever this weekend.
Oh, I'll see that meal and I'll raise you one because I had something that was insanely unhealthy this weekend as well.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll discuss, okay? All of this coming up this morning right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Well, good morning, fellow glutton. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good. I'm full.
Yeah,
full
I'm full. I'm still full, too. So, totally independently, LBF and I both decided to be gluttons over the weekend. It was a Saturday night, and
yesterday. Mine was yesterday.
Oh, yours was yesterday.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Although Saturday I did have a fried chicken sandwich, but that's not what this is glutton. But I can tell that
New Year's resolutions are over this time of year, huh?
Yeah, I know. It's March. Come on. We're not going to stick to anything.
Really?
Let's
Seriously?
Be honest. There are too many good things to eat out there. So yesterday, Lucy was at play practice, so Dave and I had a couple of hours free. And now, some couples are like, let's go for a run, or let's go for a walk, or let's go to the gym. Dave's like, let's go to the pub. I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
Went to the Hillside Pub, and when you go to the Hillside Pub in Canton, you have to get the most gluttonous thing. And this is it. It is an Irish pizza, and it's so good. It's pizza with mashed potatoes, scallions.
Never had this.
Ham. And bacon.
Ooh.
And it's so good. And if you wash it down with two Guinnesses, you're set for the afternoon.
Really?
And that's I thought that was pretty gluttonous. Because it's like, it's heavy. It's like once a year thing.
I'll see your Irish pizza, and I'll top it with this.
Really?
So Saturday night, decide, okay, the Celts are on, and the Bruins are on TV.
Uh-huh.
And I've been dying for a long time to just do a meal of nothing but apps.
Oh, like Cher and Mermaids.
Yeah.
I get it.
So,
yep.
Okay. So you said, okay, let's go over to...
Exactly what Lauren was thinking.
Let's go, yeah, precisely.
Yeah.
Trust me. It's like you're reading my
mind.
So I'm thinking, okay, let's go over to Jake and Joe's.
Okay.
And so go to Jake and Joe's. And here's what I ordered. I had potato skins with sour cream. I had... the beef tacos. Had beef tacos. Had order of onion rings.
Yeah.
I had nachos grande with sour cream and
nachos and tacos.
Guacamoles, yes.
Wow.
Okay, and I had an order of mac and cheese.
Oh,
okay. Wait. Just two people?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you eat it all?
Yes. Oh, wait. Only half the mac and cheese, because it was long on the mac and short on the cheese.
Oh, okay.
Everything else was...
Okay. Right. That's... I just want to say, given your size...
It was hog strangling.
That seems excessive.
It was. It was extremely
Did you have
excessive.
To call 911 to get home?
It was almost. I mean, it was... But it was really... It was
what
one
was
of those things...
What's your favorite of all of those things, of that smorgasbord?
I think the skins and the sour cream.
Did
outstanding.
Did you feel full, or did you feel okay?
No, I felt stuffed. I felt very uncomfortable.
Like, did you have to unbutton your pants? Not to get personal.
Yes, I did.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's a good Saturday
night.
Either way.
Did you have to open the windows?
That came later.
80s and more. 5-7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
So we assume that everybody got their clock set ahead on time and all that sort of thing. However, we're learning some interesting things about daylight saving time. One of those things being the fact that it could be hazardous to your health. I was really surprised by this, Hank.
There is an uptick in heart attacks by 24% at emergency rooms across the country just for losing 1 hour of sleep, which seems odd to me. One hour is not that much.
Really?
But maybe it is.
Really?
Well, that's strange. I don't know. I mean, we're really tired. Everyone's tired.
I was lucky yesterday because we didn't have to get up.
Yeah, that was great.
So
that's the best
way. We just slept till we woke up, so I didn't really lose the hour.
Yeah, if daylight savings started on a Monday, we would all be dead.
Yes, you know, absolutely.
You're right. And they say it causes a lot of accidents. Traffic accidents.
Well, maybe it's the time of year because, I mean, it is slick on the roads right now.
Or maybe everybody's just trying to change the clock in their car as they're driving.
You know, that's what I tried to do while I was driving, and it was not a good idea.
No, it's very, very, unless you have a smart car, you're going to have to change. And some of the cars are very tricky.
Oh, they sure are.
That is one of Bill Belichick's main complaints in an interview. He talked about it.
It's his Achilles heel.
Yeah,
oh my God.
Okay, listen, this is Bill Belichick.
You know what really pissed me off is since daylight savings time, I can't change the clock in my car. Like, you hit menu, you hit information, you hit, like, you know, and there should be something that you would say would be, like, clock. I'll be damned if I can find it.
The Lorne Wally Show. Mornings. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Hankster.
Hey, Patriots made some big news. They traded two draft picks to Philly for stud defensive end Michael Bennett. His brother, tight end Martellus Bennett, says he might come out of retirement to play with his brother.
Wow.
And Danny Amendola, released by Miami. Mutual interest between the Pats and Danny, and LBF is excited.
I'm very excited.
Okay.
NFL free agency starts Wednesday. Bruins' 19 games point streak is over. So is their 6-game winning streak. They lost to the Penguins 4-2 in Pittsburgh last night. And the Celts go for their fourth straight win on the road. Their West Coast road trip continues tonight. They play the Clippers in Los Angeles.
Thank you much, sir. 105.7 WROR.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
We got a little bit of a quandary here in the studio this morning. Maybe you can help us on this, because maybe somebody's done this, and then they've been sorry. And it all kind of revolves around Brian Bell and an idea for a remodeling project.
Well, you know what the problem is about doing projects around the house? Like, I just finished redoing a bathroom.
Yeah, I know exactly what the problem is.
I know exactly.
Yeah.
Then
what happens?
Everything else looks old.
Well, yeah, your wife starts going, you know what? If you can do that, maybe we can do this.
Exactly.
And I've done that.
It's a blessing and a curse.
Yes.
It's awful. So she was looking around the house, and our kitchen is not laid out well.
Mm-hmm.
So we're always, you know, if we did this and if we did that.
Sure.
And she always, when we have friends over, she's like, all we need to do is take down this wall.
Oh, no.
Yep. Watch a lot of, you know, Chip and Joanna.
Yes, exactly. And that's the problem.
You think? Because
I don't think you should do it, because the way your kitchen is set up is the wall. You have a nice little sitting room.
Right.
And so you have the fireplace, and then you can go and to a place that's quiet and sort of, you know, off the beaten path
that's
of your
house. That's what I've been telling her. Our kitchen backs up to the one room in our house where we try not to let the kids in.
Yeah.
It's like it's got nice furniture. And we can sit there. She was sitting there yesterday, just sitting in a quiet.
It's like your grandmother
in the other room.
So what will happen is that she will end up hating you and her children and wanting to put the wall up because there was a piece.
There's no separation.
There's a piece in the Globe this weekend, and it's amazing that the open concept houses are experiencing a backlash. And the funniest story, it started with the funniest story of this woman who decided to knock down a wall in her house because she would come home from work and she would make dinner while her husband was in the other room watching TV. And she's like, we've spent like most of the night without each other. So you knock down the wall and now it's an open concept kitchen with like the TV right there and everything. And
yeah, like a big family room. Looks cool. Looks nice.
And she's now irritated because she's cooking dinner and she's looking at her husband and she's like, he's just sitting there watching TV. So one, it's bad for your marriage.
She can see him doing it.
And two, it's bad for your like sense of, I don't know, well-being because it's loud. Walls make things quieter. Yeah. Walls make things, and it just gets super loud. I remember going into people's houses where they have like, you know, just these great rooms. And you have to really fill it with a lot of furniture because if you don't, it becomes echoey and it's too much. And if you have a party there, it's like, oh my God, I need like earplugs or something.
Did she think he was like doing the bills or working on the taxes or?
No, I don't. I just.
Okay, so as long as the
wall
was. You
can actually see it right there in front of you. I think
as long
it's
as the wall was there, she was fine with whatever he was doing because she couldn't see him. But then,
it's funny. I knocked down a wall in my house, and I don't mind it because it's the big living room in the front of the house that we never go in. I mean, it's like, but it's nice and spacious when you walk in.
Sure, yeah.
I do kind of regret taking the door off the kitchen. We just now have an opening because I like to just shut the door.
Slam doors in people's faces.
No, you just kind of like can like it doesn't like the rest of the house doesn't get like, you know, it kind of smelly.
It keeps the smoke from the oven out of the rest of the house.
In some of the comments on that Globe piece, I was reading it because one lady was like, just what I want, my entire house to smell like fish.
Yeah, exactly. The other thing too is I have another opening from the TV room to the living room that was a wall once, and we just made it like so you could basically run around the house in a circle. And I want to close that because I want a bigger TV.
Well, no, that's a good reason.
So then you put a wall there, and you can put a TV up on it.
Yeah, because I'm like, that's just like taking up space, and we could have a giant TV here.
Okay.
I can't believe Dave hasn't filled that door in already.
Seriously.
Yeah, patching like, it right now.
Yeah, I would be like, did anybody do that, this? Let's get a TV.
Anybody do this and regret it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
617-931-1057, because I think that a lot of people regret, after a while, knocking down walls. I know that you will, sir.
Oh, I'm not knocking that wall down.
That wall's not coming down. Okay.
Good luck. 80s and more. 1057 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interiors.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem visits Doc Sider regarding his birth control problem. When we hear...
Say, Doc, you know, I've been around quite a bit in my life. I fathered 11 children by 12 different women.
You don't say.
Yeah, and I think it's time for me to settle down, so I need to have me one of them operations.
Well, Lem, there's always one of them vasectomies, but that could run you quite a bit of money.
Oh, geez.
There is another way that'd be a lot less expensive.
What's that?
Well, you go home and you get a cherry bomb, light it, and put it in an empty beer can, and hold that can up to your ear and count to 10.
Well, no, I may not be the smartest person on Earth, Doc, but I don't see how that can work.
Oh, it'll work. Trust me.
All right.
Later that afternoon, Lem is home with his significant other, attempting the new technique.
Okay, Zelda, I got the cherry bomb and the beer can. I'm going to light this fuse now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, goodness, I run out of fingers. What should I do?
Well, why don't you hold it between your legs so you can count with your other hand?
Okay. 6.
Join us again for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lorna Wally Morning Show.
And it's all about why zoos have cages.
Oh, you know what? This happened in Arizona. This 30-year-old woman decided to step over a barrier at this Arizona zoo. Because she wanted to take a selfie with a jaguar. Or get a little closer.
Really? Really?
This was Saturday evening. I don't know how many drinks this woman had, but she leaned against the cage holding the jaguar. She leaned against the cage, and then it clawed her arm. The jaguar, female jaguar, right. attacked, clawed her arm, and then she was taken to the hospital. This is, and I saw the video, and it's nasty.
Ooh, it's not good.
And this is the guy who helped her when it happened. This is what he had to say.
My mom runs up and takes her water bottle, and she shoves it through the cage near where the jaguar is, and the jaguar goes to let go of the girl, so I grab the girl by her torso and I pull her back.
People need to understand that these barriers are here. They need to respect them. And when something like this happens, it's a reminder to everyone that these are wild animals and safety needs to be their number one concern.
So they're not going to put the jaguar down, which is kind of sometimes the response of zoos when they attack. Yep, but this is a responsibility of the human being, you know, the one with the opposable thumb who's supposed to know better.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Like,
well, Darwin was right.
But, you know, like, I mean, standing close. Have you ever been to the Franklin Park Zoo or, like, any zoo?
Sure.
And there's, like, a glass enclosure and the animal comes up to you and then does something that's even remotely scary.
Yeah.
Like, we had a wolf, like, just smile a little bit, like, bare its teeth. And I was like, we are going home.
Wait, was it a bear or a wolf?
That's like the
I was at the Roger Williams Park Zoo with my kids and looking at the polar bear exhibit, and you can go up top and see them up top, and then you can see them underwater.
Scary.
And there's a huge glass window, so I'm just standing there with my kids on a field trip, and I'm not paying attention, and the polar bear rushed the glass at me like it wanted to eat me.
Yes, exactly.
Wow.
Some
my
of the gorillas
God.
Do that, too, and it's super scary.
And the ranger said, you know, they're the shark of land animals.
Yeah, they
are. Oh, my
they wanted
God.
To, they wanted to
animal.
Kill you.
Wow.
So, don't stand on anything that's in an enclosure. Don't go
trust
past a barrier.
Zoo.
Yeah.
Trust the zoo.
They know what they're doing.
They have the barriers and they say, don't go across this. Don't.
Plus, that $9 the woman paid for that bottle of water, that was really worth the money.
You know what I mean? That was new ad campaign.
that was the best $9 bottle of water anybody ever bought.
The Lauren and Wally Morning Show. With Lauren, LBM, Hank, and Brian. Weekdays. 80s and more. All day and night. 105.7 WROR.
Now, don't waste any time. Get right to the juicy stuff.
Okay. We have May-December romance. We have the death. Oh, my gosh. But let's discuss Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez. They're engaged. Let's start with the good stuff. They got engaged on Saturday. They posted pictures of the ring on the Insta. It's huge. A-Rod said she said yes. On his post, Jennifer just put a bunch of heart emojis on hers. They've been dating for a little over 2 years. The ring, I have a little information on the ring.
Okay.
It's huge. Yeah.
It's 15 carats.
Whoa.
That's too big.
Jeez. Yeah.
No, it's not. No, it's not. I would love to just try on a 15. If it's the one thing that might fit me and J-Lo.
It's like a Super Bowl ring.
Yeah.
It's huge.
15. Right? I know you're laughing at that,
that's
right?
Funny.
Okay, thanks.
That's funny.
Anyway, it's worth between $1 and $5 million. I think it's worth a little bit more than that. It's emerald cut. This is interesting. A-Rod will be her fourth husband. It's her fifth engagement. 4 out of 5 of her engagement rings were emerald cut. She might want to change that up and get a nice little cushion setting or something.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. I mean, it's beautiful. And she keeps trying. You got to give it to her. The worst part of this whole story is Jose Canseco and his Twitter feed. Less than 32 hours after this announcement, Jose Canseco decides to go on Twitter. And he says, tweets, watching World of Dance, watching J-Lo, text Alex Rodriguez. Little does she know that he is cheating on her with my ex-wife, Jessica. Poor girl, she has no idea who he really is. Then he continues on to say, Alex Rodriguez, stop being a piece of blank. Stop cheating on Jennifer Lopez. Then he tweeted his phone number at J-Lo in case she wants to know the truth before challenging A-Rod to an MMA fight. So that's nice.
Yeah, Jose's a little bit out there, but when he alleged all the steroids in baseball, everybody thought he was nuts. He was right.
It all came out to be true.
Who knows?
That's very true.
Well, you know what? Give her a call personally. Don't go on Twitter and have her be embarrassed, because I would be super upset. Because J-Lo's like, I don't know what about her. She seems to just believe in love, and she's always getting like a little bit like it's the Jennifer Aniston thing too. These girls, they can't find love, but she sure did find a nice ring.
Jose okay. did get hit off the head with that fly ball in right
field.
That's
true. Yeah, he did. Yeah.
All right. So another 90210 actor has died, and his name was Jed Allen. He played Steve Sanders' dad, but he also, and I just want to go real back, way back. He played Don.
He was the older guy, right?
Yeah. Well, he was a dad, yeah, so right. he was.
How
yeah.
old was he anyway?
He was 84 when he died. He played Don Craig on Days of Our Lives back in like the 70s and 80s. My mom had such a thing for Don Craig. But then, for my generation, he played C.C. Campbell on Santa Barbara. And he was really good in that, kind of evil. Anyway, he died. I'm really sad about that. And finally, Pete Davidson, he is addressing the rumors. Well, not the rumors. The whole May-December romance between Pete and Kate Beckinsale. Because, something's up in this ridiculousness. All right. So listen to what he has to say. She's 45 and he's 25, and he went on SNL and sort of defended the whole thing.
Is there anything else you want to talk about? Just anything else going on?
No, I don't think so.
Not like a new girlfriend situation?
Oh, yeah.
Or 25-year-old.
Apparently people have a crazy fascination with our age difference. But it doesn't really bother us. But then again, I'm new to this. So if you have questions about a relationship with a big age difference, just ask Leonardo DiCaprio, Jason Statham, Michael Douglas, Richard Gere, Jeff Goldblum, Scott Disick, Dane Cook, Derek Jeter, Bruce Willis, Harrison Ford, Tommy Lee, Alec Baldwin, Sean Penn, and whoever the president of France is, Mel Gibson, Billy Joel, Mick Jagger, Sylvester Stallone, Eddie Murphy, Kelsey Grammer, Larry King, Rod Stewart, and Donald Trump.
Pete Davidson, everyone.
Oh, yes.
There well done, go. Sir. WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The Lorne and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Okay, everybody, it's that time. We want to try to give away $1,000 in cash from Century Bank. Win a grand in 60 seconds is on the air. Our player is standing by on the line this morning. Our player is a dental hygienist from Norton, Massachusetts, named Martha Economo. Good morning, Martha, and how are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm fine.
Good.
She's one of the nicest people in the world, because all dental hygienists are the nicest people in the world. I've never met a mean one.
That's right.
And all dental hygienists have the whitest teeth.
Yeah, I know.
Amazing thing, isn't it?
It's a perk of the job.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
They floss properly, unlike the rest of us.
That's right. Do you floss? How many times a day do you floss?
Just once.
Two times. Okay, very good.
Just once. That's all right.
Okay, good. Okay, probably a good start.
Now, are you ready to end all this idle chit-chat and get right to the crux of the matter and win cash?
Sure.
Okay, you know the deal. LBF's going to give you these 10 questions. You've got 60 seconds to answer the question. Remember, you can say pass at any time. Don't pass on too many. You got to save time. Come back and pick them up. Usually, your first thought is your best thought. So jump on them, and you're ready to play?
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's play Win a Grand in 60 seconds.
What is 8 times 8?
8 times 8, 64.
What breakfast cereal's mascot was born on Crunch Island in the Sea of Milk?
Captain Crunch.
Whose kitchen is on display at the National Museum of American History?
Pass.
Spell Gillette.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Spell Gillette.
Gillette, G-I-L-L-E-T-T-E.
What TV series revolves around advertising executive Don Draper?
Pass.
I Kissed a Girl was her first number one hit. Who sang it?
Katie... Pass.
This line came from what movie? You Complete Me.
You Complete Me. You Complete Me. I know that it's Tom Cruise.
What novel...
Go ahead.
What novel begins Call Me Ishmael?
Call Me Ishmael?
Mm-hmm.
The whale.
Close. Okay. Close. Moby Dick. Yep.
Good try. Good
he was
try.
In the ballpark where a lot of them.
Yeah, you, I know. As Trip Jet Balloon.
It's my old brain. You can't access it.
I understand. It locks up on you.
It
okay,
does.
We got
it's
three right.
There. Let's read. Won't come out so quick. Yep.
Let's review.
All right. The kitchen on display at the National Museum of American History. Julia Child. It's totally awesome.
Oh,
I just saw
sense.
It. This TV series that revolves around advertising executive Don Draper, that would be Mad Men. I Kissed a Girl was sung by Katy Perry.
You got the Katy, you couldn't get there. The Perry part out.
And the line that You Complete Me came from Jerry Maguire.
Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
And, okay. And Call Me Ishmael was the whale.
Moby Dick. My old brain.
Moby Dick. Yeah.
I'll think of it 3 a.m.
Exactly.
Of course.
Exactly. But you did a great job.
That'll do you no good.
Yep.
No, right?
Oh, remember that movie? Remember that movie? Remember that? Like at 2 o'clock in the morning, wake up. Oh, yeah, I know what the name of the movie
exactly.
is. Okay. Okay, we got a prize for you, a consolation prize, a Mary Poppins prize package. Mary Poppins Returns has returned.
Oh, wow.
It's the fantastical, you know, fantastical film arrives into homes instantly on digital 4K Ultra HD and movies anywhere tomorrow and on 4K Ultra HD Blu-ray and DVD March 19th with sing-along version and a never-before-seen bonus feature as well, many bonus features, and you're going to get all this absolutely free.
Have you seen that movie yet?
No, I haven't.
Oh, it's so good. You are going to love it. You really are. Oh, you don't have to be a little kid. It's great. And if you listen to the soundtrack, it'll make you so happy.
It really is supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
I mean, it's not $1,000, but it's, you know, pretty good.
It's pretty good. Okay, but, you know, you can't, I mean, who needs money, right? Come on.
Right. Okay, I got Mary Poppins.
That's
you
right.
Got it.
You do.
Have a great day. Thank you very much for playing the game.
All
it was
right.
great. It was a pleasure
Thank
talking
you.
With you, okay?
You too.
Okay, everybody else, if you think you've got what it takes to win this game, you got to register. Log on to WRR.com. So we actually have a actual living, breathing red herring in the studio with us this morning because of a party.
Being a red herring at the a surprise birthday party, or otherwise known as why the birthday girl went to bed at 9:30 at her own party.
Oh, no.
So this happened this weekend. I went to go surprise my friend, who's was her 45th birthday. And so I was like, oh, I'm just going to take the train up and all those stuff. So her husband said, great, I will pick you up from the train station. This is working out perfectly because you can be like a little bit of a distraction and she'll think you're the surprise. And then I'll come get you both and bring you to the real surprise party. Mm. So I was up, you know, 3:30 in the morning. And then worked, and then got on a train, the Downeaster, went to Dover, New Hampshire.
Did you sleep on the train?
No, I didn't. I listened to music.
Did you drink on the train?
No, I did not. I drank at North Station. I won't pay those train prices. Come on. Anyway, and a double at North Station is not that expensive. Anyway, I'm distracted. So I get off the train at 2:30. 2:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And my friend has a hair appointment. So here's the plan.
Okay.
The husband's going to drop me off at a bar. And I'm going to wait. And I'm going to wait.
Yeah, I wonder how they talked you into that.
Typecasting. Holy cow.
And
yeah,
I'm going to wait for my friend Shayla to come over.
Okay,
and then
now
we're
you've said
have,
her name and her age on the radio. Good job.
And that's fine. And so, and she's going to come over, and then I'm going to like hang out with her until he comes and picks us up to go back to the house for a quote-unquote family dinner. The problem is the time frame.
How long did you have to entertain
So Shayla walked in. I checked my messages when he texted me. She's on her way at 3:20. Now, I've been at the bar for about 45 minutes.
Oh, boy.
I knew to pace myself and eat a lot of chips and get water because I knew there was a party coming up. But I couldn't say anything to Shayla. So she comes at 3:20. We have to wait until 6 o'clock for him to pick us
holy
up.
Holy cow.
6
o'clock.
Wait,
you
got
to stall her from 3:20 to 6 o'clock in a bar?
And while being peppered with questions like, why is my family acting so weird? Why are you here? Well, I'm like, no reason. Here, have another giant margarita as big as your head. And so so finally, she's like about to order another margarita. I'm like, you know what we should do? We should go to the other place across the street that Billy told us about that's got food and it's really cool. So I'm like, we're going to get out of here because we weren't going to order dinner because we were having family dinner. That was the other problem. We couldn't
order
dinner.
Why don't we just order dinner?
No.
I don't feel like dinner.
So let's go get a snack.
Feel like dinner.
Let's get a snack. So we go to this other bar, and luckily I ordered like these cheese fries with like good base food for somebody who's had three margaritas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And finally it's 6 o'clock, and he comes and picks us up. And the thing is that she had so many margaritas, she's like, Oh my God. I was really lit at my birthday party and went to bed at 9:30.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry, but what am I supposed to do? It's not like I go to the gym.
Who was at the party at her house?
Well, luckily, the party wasn't a bunch of adults.
It was an AA meeting.
No, it was
a kid's party.
Why is that lucky?
Well, because she could go to bed early.
Yeah, but, you know, after a few too many margaritas, nothing I like better than a house full of children.
Well, it was fine. Everyone was dancing. She had such a good time. She danced up a storm. It was awesome. It's just she petered out real quick. But you know what? I beat her. I was downstairs in bed at 8 o'clock. I'm like, good night, everybody.
My job is done
yes,
here.
Exactly.
Stand back.
80s and more. 1057 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interiors.
Ryan Adams. 1057 WROR. Okay, this is Lauren Wally Morning Show. The sun is shining nicely. It's 38 degrees right now. We got two sports-related items for you this morning. In a moment, the second item will explain why Danny Amendola has broken LBF's heart again. Okay, the first one, though, is we mentioned this because I went out to dinner at a sports bar to watch the Celtics game over the weekend, see? And there's this table about six guys, younger guys. And they're watching the Celtics game, and they're talking about, they're laughing about the flashback they had of older Celtics players wearing the short shorts.
Oh, classic.
Okay. You know, we're talking about 80s with
like. Larry Bird in the three-point contest, you know.
Yes, those right.
Very
yes.
short shorts.
Very short. And so they were saying, you know, when did that change? So I was kind of curious about this, so I looked it up. And it started changing in 1987. And do you know who?
I know who.
Who?
Michael Jordan.
Yes. And do you know why?
Because he wore the long shorts.
But do you know why he wore the long shorts?
Wow, that's not right.
No, wrong.
Wow.
Wrong. Wrong.
Wow.
On so many levels.
He
actually requested that his shorts be made longer so he could grab his pants and hold on to them when he bent over to catch his breath. You see guys do that?
Oh.
You know, they stop play and they go to the foul line and they're completely, you know, trying to get a blow and they're completely winded and they grab the bottom of their shorts.
Yeah, they used to put their hands on their knees.
But
okay, that does no.
And Lauren,
you
believe that whole story?
You like your answer better, don't you?
You know, I'm okay.
And now, part two, Danny Amendola has broken your heart again.
I know. Come back to me. Danny, I don't understand, but I guess he's not coming back.
What's the deal? What do you hear?
Well, when he was cut by the Dolphins, I think every fan in, like, all weekend,
every fan in
New England was like, oh, he's going to come back.
Come back,
you know,
come
maybe
back.
We'll get the band back together. Come on, come back, Danny. But then the reports are out that he's planning to sign today with the Lions for 4.5 guaranteed up to 5.75.
And now Danny Amendola is the only reason to go to Detroit.
Wally Show. Mornings. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Everybody, how about a little game of a medical true-false?
Is this like playing doctor? Because I was roped into
that. Okay, we're going to play doctor. Okay.
Does this look infected?
This is true-false medical edition. Okay.
Okay, good.
Cracking your knuckles causes arthritis. True or false?
False.
True. Doesn't make him feel real good.
It is false. No. Yeah. It's an old wives' tale. See, yeah.
That's who told me.
Researching that old life. Okay.
I do know it's the popping of the synovial fluid.
That is absolutely correct, Dad.
Wow.
Very good. Okay, here's your second one. The appendix is actually a useless organ that no longer has any use in your body whatsoever.
I don't think so. I think that's false.
You think that's false?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I think there is some use to it.
Then you're right. You're right.
I am.
Now, for many, many years, scientists said, nope, it's useless. It's a vestigial organ that's just outlived its usefulness, and humans don't need it anymore. But now they're changing their minds.
It's for all the doctors who need new boats?
Exactly.
Right.
I have a Mercedes payment due. Right. Actually, they say they think, now they're not positive yet, but they think it's a home of helpful bacteria to fight off disease. And the other thing, as kids, they believe that it helps form antibodies in white blood cells.
Oh, well, that's nice.
And then kind of goes dormant after that.
I'm glad I still have it.
That pretty much concludes your medical true false this morning here on the Lord.
That was going to be much more disgusting than that.
Yeah, no, that was pretty tame.
Oh, I can go there.
No, okay.
Just checking. Okay. X here, we got an update on the commute.
You can watch Dr. Pimple Popper later if that's what you really like.
Oh, no, I can't even watch that.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.